Amos. Chapter 3. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together, except they are agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest, when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out from his den, if he has taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth, where no trap is for it? Shall one take up a snare from the earth, having taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be calamity in a city, and the Lord has not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, unless he reveals his secret unto his servants the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, Assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in its midst, and the oppressed in its midst. For they know not to do right, says the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore thus says the Lord God, An adversary there shall be even all around the land, and he shall bring down your strength from you, and your palaces shall be plundered. Thus says the Lord, As the shepherd takes out of the mouth of the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and on the edge of a couch. Hear you, and testify in the house of Jacob, says the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day that I shall punish the transgressions of Israel upon him I will also punish the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off, and fall to the ground. And I will strike the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, says the Lord.